Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Great Insurrection, Book 2, Warlord Rising, by David Beers and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Terrence Acil Ford and performed by a full cast.
The written history of the Great Insurrection. We lost a lot of people in our escape from Pluto. Even now, I worry the gods may not ever let us wash the blood from our hands. I think about the thousands and thousands of lives wasted, and wonder whether Prometheus could have been born any other way. Perhaps it is as the myths say, fire made him. Or at least, without the flames, humanity would have never known him. There will be a time at the end to remember the lost lives. For now, we trudge onward. For now, we live in this new world Prometheus has given us, and hope we don't burn too much of it to ash. Where was I? Yes, the All-Mother, unconscious and on a strange planet. Her children hunted from all sides, and Prometheus in the middle of it.
The Commonwealth's hand grips our solar system, but it reaches far, and when it swings the might of suns.
Aurelius De Finita, First Imperial Ascendant. Primus Vena de Ragnimus had thought she knew the glory of the Commonwealth. She had thought she understood the scope and breadth of its rule. 6 months after the destruction of Pluto, she realized she'd been a child in her understanding. Perhaps she'd even been in the womb, so little had she known about the universe around her. As Vena looked back on the past 6 months, she was hesitant to say she understood or knew anything about the universe. What she knew for sure, and perhaps the only thing that couldn't be doubted, was that she stood on a dreadnought and commanded the group of pilots in front of her. Less sure, but something she had to trust, was that three other dreadnoughts sailed on either side of her ship, also listening to her commands. From there, Vena's confidence in the universe faded. Over the past 6 months, she'd gone from thinking that portals were only theoretical constructions to traveling through the Commonwealth's apparent network of them. The Ascendant had made it known that at most of these portals, Commonwealth dreadnoughts waited. The Commonwealth had spent 1,000 years figuring out ways to ship its force across the universe. Vena, Ares, and Hel. The three of them had left Earth, the solar system, and the Milky Way. They were now hunting down the Titan who should have burned on Pluto, and they had very simple instructions. Kill or capture Alistair Kane. That or never return to Earth. That was where she was, in the middle of a galaxy she didn't know, listening to her AI's instructions and hoping the arrogant child or the psychopathic woman didn't kill her as they hunted down this man. Vena stood on the bridge of her ship, staring at panels that showed her the outside world. They were traveling in the fourth dimension, though they could only do so for brief periods before their human bodies began taking damage. Very soon now, she would command them to drop back to the third dimension. They probably had one more fourth dimension jump left in them. Then they would finish it out where the human body was best suited.
Show me the planet.
A pilot pulled up the planet without turning away from her post. Her eyes were static gray, since she was harmonized with the dreadnought. The planet they wanted was Phoenix in the Mayol Galaxy. Vena also learned that while the Commonwealth didn't control other parts of the universe, they had spies throughout it. When the Ascendant asked questions in this galaxy, answers came back swiftly. The portal opened on this planet, and indeed a large number of refugees had come through. Vena looked at the planet on her panels. It was a massive thing, larger than any planet inside Earth's solar system. Yet its atmosphere was unlike anything Vena had ever imagined, let alone seen. She stared at it now, almost unable to believe such a thing could exist.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?